Again, Wahoo Week 2017 winding down last few minutes here in Goodyear, Arizona. Again, huge thank you to the sponsors on AM 930 WEOL who obviously make this week possible. And then the other side of that coin, the folks who make this week possible, everybody within the Indians organization, Curtis Danberg, Jim Rosenhaus, Bart Swain, Bobby D, who's sitting right here to join us here in just a few minutes, or just a few seconds per se. But again, huge thank you to everybody within the Indians organization. Bobby D, I was mentioning to Bart and Rosie just a couple of minutes ago, I can't believe it's been 9 years in Goodyear, Arizona already, our ninth Wahoo Week out here.
It's remarkable, isn't it? Time goes by rather quickly when you're having fun, for sure. Yeah, when we came out here for fantasy camp, it really hit us that we'd been doing this almost a decade here in beautiful Goodyear, Arizona. They take wonderful care of us. We have really warm hospitality from the city. And Ryan Lance, who runs our spring training, our whole player development complex year-round, has really created a wonderful working relationship with the people of Goodyear and the city government. And so it is a wonderful place for us to get the things we need done on a 12-month basis, and we're happy to be here.
Every year, hope springs eternal. That's part of baseball. That's part of spring training. But I don't really recall, having spent 5 days in Arizona, where there's a real hunger with a baseball team like I've seen this week.
Well, I think you've heard the phrase unfinished business a lot this week, and I think that's the focus of every guy. I think one of the cool things at Tribe Fest, I think we had 22 players come into town, and just to see them, it was the first time they got together as a group since the World Series, and to see them and the camaraderie just jump right back in, and to a man use the phrase unfinished business, knowing what they have the ability to do this year with the additions, obviously, that Chris and Cherney have put together with the, Boone Logan and Edwin, to put us in a, be poised to, win the division and, have a real legitimate shot of having an incredible summer and hope we stay healthy, knock on wood, that we can get back to the postseason and see where that takes us.
Bob, a term that I used throughout the week in talking to the numerous players that we had on was, decompress. How long does it take to decompress after going into early November? And yet they turned right back around almost to a man and said, we were anxious to get back. We wanted to get back.
Well, when you have a team like this, those players know it doesn't come around every year. Everything's cyclical in the professional sports world, and when you have talent like this, and obviously they were keenly aware of the moves that the front office made this offseason to really get that bounce in their step to get back here and get to work, and they enjoyed the ride in October as much as anybody, and love being on that stage. I mean, these guys are talented elite athletes that love the stage, and they perform pretty darn well on that big stage, and they can't wait to get back.
Boy, 1 month from today, 1 month, April 3rd in Texas against the Rangers.
39 days till home opener.
Man, hard to believe.
Yeah, it's
crazy. How anxious are you?
Oh, this is what gets your juices flowing, to watch just the maturation of some of our young players. We're blessed to see a Frankie Lindor. I didn't know if we were going to see another Omar Vizquel. We got to see a Hall of Fame shortstop for 11 years. Every day that we'd go out there, we got to see the best of the best play at the most demanding position. And now we have another one. And this kid is just remarkable. I think people forget the awards he won this year. I don't know what's more impressive of the award that he won was the Platinum Award instituted by MLB, which is the top defensive player in the American League. Only two players win that award. He won his first Gold Glove as the best shortstop, but he also won the Platinum Award as the best defensive player in the American League. Rizzo, the first baseman for the Cubs, won it in the National League. But then he won Sports Illustrated's Rising Star. And think about that one. That's LeBron won the Sports Person of the Year, but he won the Rising Star Award, and that encompasses every young athlete around the world I mean, Katie Ledecky took over the dominated swimming in the Olympics. Yep. I mean, there's some pretty darn good young golfers that have, you know, made names for themselves, and soccer players around the world. And Frankie Lindor was the rising star amongst all the athletes worldwide. I mean, that's a remarkable award. So I don't know which one's more impressive, the Platinum Award or that one, but I'm sure it's just going to add to his trophy case, because not only is he just a phenomenal athlete, he's a real humble kid. He truly does approach to the professionalism and the respect that he has for the game and his teammates, unlike a lot of young players.
Bruce and Craig, could we have scripted that any better? Because Bobby was in with another radio station as I was playing the Francisco Lindor interview that I did, and I don't think Bob was aware of that, so he sits down right out of that interview and goes on and on for another 5 minutes after I did about 3 or 4 minutes with Frankie. But again,
we're lucky.
Absolutely.
Yeah, this kid is going to be a real treat to watch for a long time.
No doubt. Well, yeah. Again, to you, Curtis, Rosie,
you had fun this
Martin,
week, Timmy?
Had a great time.
That's
hey,
awesome.
This is awesome.
Well, it's great having you here, buddy.
And appreciate it. And I know Bruce and Craig look forward to talking to you
yep.
All summer long.
I'll email
and hopefully
them
early
and we'll
fall.
Figure it out. Exactly.
All right, Bob. Thanks to you very,
see
very
you boys.
Much. All right. So, again, one more time, thanks to everybody within the Indians organization, all of our sponsors back in Lorain County in Northeast Ohio on WEOL. And I'm sure the Indians wouldn't mind if I reminded listeners one more time, single game tickets go on sale Monday, March 6th, theindians.com only. So single game tickets, they go on sale Monday, indians.com only. They are having phenomenal success with ticket sales so far, surpassed 1 million. So, hey, get online, indians.com on Monday if you want single game tickets.